So I'm going to talk about lobbies and pressure groups in the United States. So in the United States, we have a democracy where people can be represented in government, but some voices can be more powerful than others because they have more influence and or because they have more money. And one of the ways that this can be exerted is through lobbies and pressure groups. For example, perhaps you are aware that in the United States, we are trying to undergo healthcare reform. One of the major barriers to providing universal healthcare for Americans is the health insurance lobby, because there are very wealthy health insurance companies that want to keep health insurance private, so they are able to pay lobbyists. And lobbyists are often people who have a background in law and are very good at conducting research and being persuasive and meeting with members of Congress to share their point of view. So because these people have a lot of training or are very skilled and have more experience, and there are perhaps more of them supporting, for in the example of healthcare, supporting private health insurance companies than perhaps lobbies of your common American citizen who is impoverished and does not have health care, sometimes certain voices are heard more than others. Other well-known lobbies can be related to the Food and Drug Administration or pharmaceutical companies or the National Rifle Association. There are many different lobbies and pressure groups in the United States.
How does financing influence lobbying?
That's a good question. Because it is very expensive to run for public office, often members of Congress, well, actually in all cases that I'm aware of, need to have a lot of money to run a campaign. And often they have to solicit money from private sources. For example, some people say that there was not significant reform to the U.S. financial industry because President Obama received a lot of money from Wall Street. That would be one example where money influences the decisions that people in public office make